Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, as the number of jobless Americans continues to rise, President Trump has been pushing for the U.S. to reopen. He's even tweeted out the Liberate slogan, echoing rhetoric of protesters who want to restart state economies. But yesterday, he said Georgia Governor Brian Kemp had taken reopening a step too far in his decision to allow Georgia businesses like hair salons and bowling alleys to begin operating again under social distancing rules.
I told the governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, that I disagree strongly with his decision to open certain facilities which are in violation of the phase one guidelines.
We're joined now by Stephen Fowler, reporter at Georgia Public Broadcasting. And Stephen, Georgia is supposed to start reopening tomorrow and Monday. We've been hearing pushback from mayors for weeks. Now the president himself. Any chance that this will affect Kemp's decision making?
Well, you know, Tanya, it's been a bit of a whiplash here in Georgia over the last couple of days. You know, the president unveiled his guidelines for some states to reopen, pushing for states to reopen early. Governor Brian Kemp made this announcement that he was following those guidelines and having some businesses return to a semblance of normal operations. And now you have the president backing out on that and saying that Governor Kemp's decision was too much too soon and that he didn't recommend it. Now, President Trump also did say that it is up to Governor Brian Kemp, and that's a message that the governor is taking to heart. He has no indication that he is going to back out of this decision, says that he's going to keep going it, even as the president really threw him under the bus at the briefing yesterday.
So Governor Kemp has said that this decision is driven by data and public health officials at the state level. Meanwhile, the top federal public health official managing this crisis, Dr. Anthony Fauci, has warned Kemp to be careful. What does your reporting say about the data and whether Georgia really is ready to reopen?
Well, so the Georgia Department of Public Health has been putting out daily updates at noon and 7 p.m. each day. And they've been adding cases. Now, the raw number of cases continues to go up, but the Department of Public Health goes back and codes that for the respective day that somebody was diagnosed with a case or that somebody died. So their reporting says that the number of cases in Georgia has gone down for about 7 days. Now, the White House says it should be 14 days before things open up. Yeah. So even with the state's data, Georgia is not ready to reopen. But Governor Kemp says that it's an incremental step that he's taking, that these businesses are going from completely closed to what's known as minimum basic operations, which is about 24 different health and safety and social distancing policies. This doesn't mean that everyone's going to be able to go get a haircut starting tomorrow, but it does mean that these businesses can start to get back to normal.
That's Georgia Public Broadcasting reporter Stephen Fowler. Thank you so much.